Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Thompson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Buck Jordan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hal Lee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Cascarrat. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bob Smith. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Stan Heck. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Carlton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tex Carlton. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Herman reaches second base with a double. English moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. English scores. Herman moves to third. Demery moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jordan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heck for the out. Herman scores. Demery moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Hartnett moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Bill Weir now pitching. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen. Jordan reaches second base with a double. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cascarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrat hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. English takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello misplays the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. English moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. English scores. Demery moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Demery scores. Hack moves to third. Gallen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Cubs. Bill Weir is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weir hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler strikes out. There goes Weir. The throw from Hartnett to Gerges, and Weir is out. Two outs. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carlton takes first base on ball 4. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton moves to third. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. English hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carlton scores. Allen moves to second. One out. It's 10-1, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's 11-1, Cubs. Johnny Babbage now pitching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaskerard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Demery moves to second. It's 12-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jordan hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-3, Cubs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. One out. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Kaskerard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaskerard is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaskerard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kaskerard moves to second. Johnny Babbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbage hits a line drive into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Mueller now catching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Carlton takes first base on ball 4. Gerges moves to second. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen bunts towards the mound. Babbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to third. Carlton moves to second. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gerges scores. Carlton moves to third. It's 13-3, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaskerud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive towards short. Gerges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaskerud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Ken O'Day now catching. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jordan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Kaskerud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaskerud is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaskerud hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Cuccinello moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Carlton is hit by the pitch. Gerges moves to second. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerges moves to third. Carlton moves to second. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. English takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerges scores. Two outs. It's 15-3, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Demery reaches third base with a triple. Carlton scores. English goes all the way around to score. It's 17-3, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 17, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Race pinch hits for Johnny Babich. Bobby Race is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Race hits a line drive towards the mound. Carlton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 17, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Race now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello misplays the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Day moves to second. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Carlton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 17, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Buck Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Hal Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hack scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlton covering, for the out. Cuccinello moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cascarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarrat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cascarrat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 17, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got two RBIs. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cascarrat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Demery moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herman scores. Demery moves to third. Hack moves to second. Two outs. It's 18-3, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 18, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Race is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Race is 0-for-1 in the game. Race hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-4 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 18, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.